Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Welcome to Truth and Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, along with my wife, Teresa. And our journey started a year ago, where we were given this great opportunity for this podcast, all really based on a book that I wrote a few years ago. Well, at least I started 6-7 years ago and got it out a couple of years ago. And it's called What the F is Wrong with Our Health. And it got inspired by my sort of disillusionment with conventional medicine and looking to see something brighter and more positive to help heal patients. So I went the direction of regenerative medicine. I've been a doctor for just shy of 30 years. And the beauty of having gone in this direction, and what I think this show has come full circle with our guest, as you'll come to know, is that I was really looking at health from the perspective of the mind, the body, and our spirit, and how we're so toxic in so many ways, in our thoughts, in our feelings, and all these things that we've put in our bodies over the decades that have really brought us to a point where the true pandemic is the pandemic of chronic disease, and one that almost becomes insurmountable because we're not educated and enlightened on the things that we try to convey throughout this show this whole past year to get you to be empowered and enlightened to understand how health can be taken into your hands, into your kitchens. I'm always saying how health begins in the kitchen and not the doctor's office, because food truly is the medicine that we need to nourish our bodies and to nourish our souls. And so with our guests, this is what we hoped to have obtained, to get you to look at health in a way that you can feel more encouraged, more inspired, and to know that you can reverse chronic disease, inflammatory disease, metabolic disease. It's what I've been doing for many years now for patients, through detoxification, through bioidentical hormones, through ultimately nutrition and stem cell therapy. And our guest today is going to hit it on the head even further. Her name is Lori Wheeler, and she works in a holistic approach, restoring the whole person, the totality of mind, body, and soul, what I was just talking about, by nurturing them on their path to develop a healthy and more authentic self. And she looks at illness as a method of imbalance in which the body communicates its disturbance and works in illness from colds to cancer. Lori's highest mission is to work with the principles of true healing and the energy force it seeks to transcend. She has several therapeutic modalities recognized and certified to the California College of Natural Medicine and the British Institute of Homeopathy. And in her repertoire of healing modalities, it includes homeopathy, gemotherapy, rife therapy, flower essences, plasma therapy, and what she calls dream vision, the journey of discoveries, encompassing the soul's journey, including shamanic journey work, soul retrieval, channeling past life and between life souls regression. And her focus and work benefits people of all ages. I could go on and on and on about Lori, but I just want you to just join in already, Lori. Thank you so much for being on this program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Roberto. I really appreciate that introduction. That was beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's, you know, we're definitely aligned. And in our whole outlook in terms of healing, because unfortunately I truly do believe that, at least in this country, that the healthcare system really promotes more of a chronic disease care system. And I think what you do and what I've been working on myself for years now is helping people really to understand that they can heal. And I just want your perspective on that.
So I just lost my father a little bit ago, a week ago, and what I realized in he being medicated, that the more medication he started to take, the more problematic his symptoms became. So it wasn't really alleviating the problem. It was actually creating more problem for him. And, you know, I have been in this medicine, holistic medicine, for over 25 years now. And I came into it through my own problem with health. My family and I had toxic well water. And through that, it, being sick, being depressed, being physically in such sad condition, I had to learn a different way. And my approach started with what I knew, and then I kind of worked my way through from one understanding of these modalities, these alternative and holistic modalities, into where I am now today as a homeopath. I went to a homeopath, and that's when I really found what I was looking for, and it resonated with me, and I wanted to know more about the whole concept of energy medicine, because we are made of energy. All matter is energy, and to me, it made so much sense to find a medicine that matched that capacity to heal.
No, absolutely, and for our listening audience, Lori, if you could just give us kind of your quick perspective on the distinction, the difference between a holistic medicine approach versus what we do see in Western medicine. I mean, I talk about it all the time, but I just like hearing it from other providers. Perhaps it differs from mine, but just to give your perspective.
Sure. Well, my understanding of Western medicine, and I haven't been too much involved with it, but it names illness, and it, for me, it separates the mind from the body. It's very sight-oriented, whereby it may treat, this kind of medicine treats one problem, and then if there's another problem, it has to address a different problem. And so there can be numerous pharmaceutical medicines given to a patient in order to maintain at least their well-being. In holistic medicine, it looks at, as you made reference to, the whole entire individual, their physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being, and it treats the entire person without separation, and it works to create a cohesion of balance and healing for all of the individual. And I can, I'll explain in a little bit more about that.
Yeah, and in fact, that's one of my favorite words I'm always uttering to my patients, and that is the word balance, because I tell them that when the body is balanced, in other words, I say the body is already highly intelligent, but when our head can catch up with the intelligence of our body, that's when the magic happens. But I think we always get in the way of ourselves. We're always stepping and stumbling in front of ourselves. And the problem is that we don't just allow sort of nature to take its course, but a lot of that is unfortunately ignorance and lack of education, both from the medical provider, because again, as I'm always saying throughout the show, we're not taught nutrition in medical school. A lot of people are kind of surprised to hear that. At least to any significant length. I think I got 1 hour out of 4 years. Not much.
Mm.
And so, but that being said, because to some people, the word homeopathy might be new to them, and if you could just expound a little bit on homeopathy.
Sure. Well, just to hinge on what you said about balance, I think oftentimes, from my perspective with my clients, we have a tendency to push things away until it becomes so problematic that we have to pay attention, whether it be some type of a chronic problem or a mental imbalance. And then we pay attention, and the body has incredible wisdom, and we need to listen more so that it tells us how to create balance and what is out of balance. And with homeopathy, it's a natural and gentle system of treating the whole individual to relieve symptoms and to restore and improve the health. It does not require a person to retain and stay on medication. It doesn't even need to understand or know the name of a disease, because we don't use the name of a disease per se. We go strictly by symptomology. So when somebody says they have a cold, my question is, well, how does that cold present itself for you? Because you can have five people in a family and all present in a bit of a different way. So there may be similarity, but it's unique and individual for that person, and it's very safe. I've used it for pets and babies because there are no side effects, and it's made from natural substances. the fact that it can go into the DNA and work to adjust your DNA so that it doesn't pass down. We don't pass down certain things through our genetic makeup. Really intrigued me early on when I was studying it. So, and what I find also helps people, because we like to connect, is I've heard Paul McCartney and Cindy Crawford claim they never leave home in their travels without it. So I love that too. I love to hear that from people.
Yeah, no, homeopathy is absolutely incredible. I mean, my wife, Teresa, she could expound on this, but she suffers from a lot of cramps, leg cramps, particularly at night, and, you know, she takes her magnesium. But you want to talk about Teresa just briefly?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is this medication I found in a pharmacy, a homeopathic medication, and I've always suffered from leg cramps. Like, it wakes me up in the middle of the night. You never know when it's coming. I kind of know when it's coming, so, but, you know, I can't stop it. When I found this homeopathic, it's a, you know, it's the one that dissolves under your tongue. Whenever I feel that cramp coming, I take it immediately, instantaneously. That sensation of wanting the cramp goes away. Homeopathy is pretty amazing. In fact, I also wanted to share this, the story about our daughter. She is away in college, and she got sick, and I was worried sick because I we gave her all our supplements that would help her when she's sick, and she ran out of it, and she said, well, I went to the pharmacy, and she's actually in France, so she said the pharmacies there are so different. They don't, you know, they're not about prescriptions or, so she was telling them what she was taking, that what she ran out of, and they gave her this little ampule of homeopathy, and within a day, you know, I was so relieved, because within a day she says, Mama, I'm already feeling better. So there's no doubt that this type of things really work, as far as, you know, like you said, you know, it works on the DNA, and it works how your body responds to a disease or to a symptom, simply by your body readjusting, rather than giving it something like a prescription to just stop the symptom, which is essentially a Band-Aid, you know. So
it, for sure, it, and it only works on that which is imbalanced for a person. So it's not going to change a whole person, but just what's out of balance. I had a client years ago who had stabbing pain in her back at work. And when I asked her when it began, she said about 6 months. And I asked her what happened around that time. Do you remember? Some people do, some people don't. But she said she was up for a promotion at work, but she didn't receive the promotion. And then her head kind of tipped, and she looked at me with a glaze in her eye, and she said, you know, it's funny. It was like getting stabbed in the back as I worked so hard for this promotion. And you can see the correlation, or I could, at the moment where the stabbing in the back in the body correlated with the stabbing feeling that she had been stabbed in the back. And so I gave her an appropriate remedy, and it created the healing for her. The pain left. And she left her job to go on to something better for herself. So it has an amazing capability of working at all levels within the person, just what's imbalanced.
And, Lori, and we can always come back to homeopathy. Can you give us an understanding of, this is new to me, gemotherapy, spelled G-E-M-M-O therapy. And I think it has to do with plant derivatives, but if you could please educate us about gemotherapy, if I'm even pronouncing it correctly.
Sure. I call it GMO. Some people call it
GMO. Okay.
No difference. It's a form of homeopathy and herbal medicine, and it uses the buds and young shoots of trees and shrubs. They're harvested in the spring at their peak of the plant in their development cycle, and they're composed of embryonic tissues in their fullest development, and it uses the whole power of the plant at its highest energy and vitality, and it also has other active ingredients that are no longer present in a mature plant. So it's designed because it's in a very low potency. It's what we call a 1X, so that's like about as low as it can go. Because it clears toxins through drainage, stimulates and regenerates cells and the tissues and organs, and it acts as more of a growth regulator. So it doesn't work in the 1X, it doesn't work at that high level of the mental emotional state as much as a higher potency in homeopathy, but it's great for all of what I just mentioned. And it works in a steady, kind of subtle manner to alleviate these chronic problems in the cardiovascular, respiratory, digestive, endocrine systems. Once in a while, if I go out for dinner, I might get a little upset stomach because I ate too much. I bring the rosemary chemotherapy, take a drop or two, boom. Within moments, my stomach settles, and it helps to digest what may have been a little bit problematic for the evening. So I love using chemotherapy in my practice.
And what I find so astounding and amazing is that, and this is a little comment I made in my book as well, and that is that I truly feel and believe that the closer we are to nature, the closer we are to health and healing, and the corollary that the further we are, the more distant we are from nature, the sicker we are. And what you're describing is truly being aligned with nature, which I find fascinating because I use plant-based bioidentical hormone therapy, and it literally comes from wild yams, and it's all organic. And the molecular structure is just being essentially the same as the human structure. And I just find it so fascinating how we are connected with nature, and homeopathy and this gemotherapy is just showing exactly that. And how healing
it
is.
I totally agree. You know, coming from a concept of oneness, and I might be getting off the beaten path, even though we're all individual, we are all of the same, and we all are energy. And so we are closer related than what we, you know, give credit for, I would say.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I did want to add that, you know, that I think a lot of people, I think the problem with this type of treatment, I mean, they're so effective, but there's a very limited, you know, use of this treatment only through people who kind of know about it. But I think a lot of it is because people don't understand what it is. This is like, you know, how can a little drop of something get me better? And I think, you know, one of the purposes of the show is to, you know, have guests like you who can explain this. And when people understand what it is that they are taking in this particular approach, I think they're more open to this type of treatment.
And more confident, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, and I get that question all the time, and I'll do my best to answer it. Although I believe to understand what energy is, you know, we can hear the telephone ring, okay? But what that's affecting is sound, and we hear it through our ears. When we feel heat, we don't have to be exactly by it, but we can feel it. When you're standing in the water, in the ocean, and a little boat goes by, all that ripple of energy through the water, you receive that, you feel it. So through the energy of ourselves, we are receiving the energy of a remedy. And again, all matter being energy. So we're receiving just what is needed. And it's not that you can just go and take any homeopathic remedy. It has to match you in your mind and your body, what is in balance. And that's where very clean and clear case-taking comes into play. It takes me about 2 hours or so to take a good case, history, all the information, so that I can then match it to something. And then, yes, I put a remedy in water, and the water becomes the energy of that particular medicine. And by taking it, it now, and maybe we can say because we're 65-70% water, it goes throughout the whole system and speaks to the energy of who we are. So I've used it with pets. I've used it with animals. I worked with a wildlife center for animals like birds of prey that would come in and have flown into cars on the highway, and now their head is upside down. So I don't have to speak to the animal and have them understand it, but to give it to them and see that animal turn straight up and heal, and then they can fly eventually, says we don't really have to understand it. We just have to be looking for something and want it enough to know that something and have trust that it can help us change. Because we don't understand all about medicine. When you go to a doctor, you don't understand. But you have faith in that doctor. And so we're in a time now where we're beginning to have more trust in holistic medicine and certainly hearing enough about it now out there.
Yeah, Lori, and we're talking to Lori Wheeler, who's a holistic medicine practitioner. And, well, obviously this will allow us to segue into the next segment because I wanted to touch on very specific diseases and conditions that you have treated with homeopathy. And this is the thing, and that is that I want to bring to people's awareness that we have to open our minds and our hearts to these so-called alternative therapies, which have been around for hundreds and thousands of years, things like acupuncture, homeopathy, sleep and nutrition, which are 1 and 1A in terms of our health and well-being, and not pharmaceuticals. Sometimes I understand you need, you know, insulin or medication, but my point, though, is that the thrust should be about healing people, not maintaining them on medication, and whatever it is that we're talking about. And the point being is that I truly believe, and I think it was Thomas Edison, who said something like, doctors of the future are the doctors who are going to help people get off of medication and not stay on medication. And I think that is what we need. We need the practitioners like yourself to go and continue to educate and empower people so that people can understand that, again, healing can happen. And it is reaching body balance. So we're going to continue with this conversation with Lori Wheeler, who's a holistic medicine practitioner and also author of the book, Oh No, Not Another Learning Experience, A Metamorphosis, which we're going to touch on later in the show. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, and again, you're listening to Truth and Wellness.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Truth and Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, my wife Teresa, and today's guest is Lori Wheeler, who brings health from the perspective of the mind, body, and the soul in a very interventional and practical and positive way. And so we've been discussing homeopathy and general therapy to help the body balance regardless of conditions, disease. And so, Lori, I want to ask you for our listening audience some conditions that you could describe that you treated with homeopathy specifically.
Sure. Well, the list is very long, and just want to mention again that basically what I hear is people come into my practice and they just want to get better and get off their medication.
Right.
So sometimes it's sort of at the end after they've tried so many different types of ways to do this. But they come in with all types of anxiety or panic, confusion, lack of focus, learning disabilities, eating disorders, memory loss. I've worked a lot in substance abuse and alcohol abuse, worry, and today, right now, a lot of stress, emotional sadness and depression, anger, mood swings, hormonal imbalances, headaches, thyroid, menstrual problems, arthritis, skin problems like eczema, psoriasis, sexual dysfunction, fibromyalgia, sleep disturbances, a lot of that going on right now, too.
Yeah.
And I've worked with young children and disorders that young children are particular to them. Weight loss, oh, my goodness,
It's expensive, quite expensive. It is incredible.
Yes, it's hard when many people say, well, what is it good for? What does it work on? And I just want to say, I rarely see something that it doesn't work for. And that would probably be a better way to perceive it, because it's so individual how we accumulate what it is that's going to go on with each individual. So we're all unique and different that way. And so looking at a whole person and treating them rather than the issue at hand, it's about really getting to the root of the problem and then the imbalance that it creates in a chronic physical problem. But it has great results with that. So, yeah. Wonderful.
That's wonderful, because people can realize, listening to the show, that it has for a myriad of issues and common problems that many people have that I see all the time that many practitioners like you and myself have to deal with day to day. And it's wonderful when they understand what it feels like to have their body balanced once again, because then they have hope that they can continue in this path going forward, versus thinking, I have to live with X condition the rest of my life.
Yes, quite often people will come in and they'll say they've had no results with this or this, and that their doctor told them there's just nothing they can do. And I hear this in my cancer clients, and, you know, I take it in and I listen, but I don't stop there. I am a person that will search until there is no more answer. And I always believe there is some type of an answer, even if it's not back to square one before something happens, as in cancer. If we can diminish, I've worked many times with tumors, if we can diminish and help it from growing and just remain at bay, sometimes that's the best we can get. But it's not going to become a problem for that person any longer. It will just remain there, because all of the person has changed. So what created that has stopped now at this point.
And speaking of cancer, Lori, because I know this has some cancer therapeutic effect, if you could talk to our listening audience about Rife therapy, R-I-F-E therapy.
Well, I've been using Rife therapy for quite a while. When I lived in New England, I had many clients that had Lyme disease, and it's rampant in that general area, as it is all through the U.S., but it's very heavy concentration. And I wanted something in addition as a treatment for my clients to aid the process of healing. And so this is a process that Dr. Royal Rife, back in the later 1800s, he created this particular therapy for his somewhat of 1800 cancer patients. And the principle is that anything that's alive, including parts of the body, microorganisms, it all gives off and emits electrical impulses of different varying frequencies. And it's based on a principle that diseases can be treated by tuning in to this particular frequency of the disease that's causing the illness. And so it's sort of like when a life form is exposed to a specific frequency of that same signal, it begins to vibrate at that frequency, and then it will shatter. It's much like an opera singer. When she reaches the frequency that can shatter a crystal glass, or when you use a whistle and only the dog can hear it, there are different tones and frequencies, and it's just dialing in and using that frequency that can hone in on that particular illness and shatter it and break it, so that the particular microorganism dies. It no longer exists then.
And so have you incorporated the Rife therapy for some of these patients that come in that had histories of cancer and were getting their chemotherapy, what have you, radiation therapy, and you could incorporate this along with it to make it more of a comprehensive therapy for some of these patients?
Okay. Yes, yes. I use it more primarily with cancer patients and Lyme disease because I feel that it's most helpful with that, but it's great. I've had colds, and I've used it when I had a cold just to destroy that particular microorganism. And so it comes with a book that has all the particular frequencies, much the way you would dial in a radio frequency or a TV program. There has to be a specific. And there's a book that comes with thousands and thousands of frequencies. And so based on what the particular problem is, you'll make a list of different frequencies, and then you put it into a program. And that program is unique for that particular individual to destroy. Once you destroy this, then it's very beneficial to drink plenty of water so that you can aid the process of elimination of those toxins, because you don't want that to stay in the system. You want to release and allow that to leave the system.
Absolutely, and water always acts as a wonderful conduit to remove our bodies and to create this flow of out with the bad and mind.
Mm.
So, in Rife therapy, in 15 seconds or so, Lori Wheeler, if you can tell us roughly how many sessions a patient gets, or it differs, I'm sure, based on the condition, but is there an average or range of treatments of Rife therapy a patient receives?
Well, yes, it is absolutely individual, and how the individual takes to that particular session will depend on how many more. Sometimes we'll take a little bit of a break and then go back to it again so that the healing process, because we don't want a Herximer response, which can be pretty difficult, especially in Lyme disease. So we want to do it as gentle as possible. So it's very variable. A person may be in treatment for several months at a time, especially with a chronic illness like Lyme disease.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Truth and Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, along my wife, Teresa, and our guest today is Lori Wheeler, who is a holistic medicine practitioner and also author of the book, Oh No, Not Another Learning Experience, A Metamorphosis. And we're discussing homeopathic approaches and other therapies like Rife for healing of diseases that range from cancers to menstrual disturbances, headaches, sleep disorders, so many things. We'll be right back and continue our discussion with Lori Wheeler.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
And welcome back to Truth and Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, along with my wife, Teresa. And our guest today is Lori Wheeler, expert holistic medicine practitioner, and also author of the book, Oh No, Not Another Learning Experience, A Metamorphosis. And we're talking about, in the last couple of segments, about homeopathy, plant-based therapy to achieve body balance and healing and wellness, Rife therapy for cancer, Lyme disease, and other chronic issues. And I wanted to ask you, Lori, if you could discuss a little bit about what is plasma therapy work?
Well, plasma therapy is something everybody should be taking just on a daily basis, like we brush our teeth every day. And it's a therapy, I guess, but it's not the kind of plasma that we think of in our TV sets or in other forms. I introduced it into my practice a few years ago when I found how it could boost the immune system. It's incredible for doing this. And it's based on some new technologies and some well-known technologies, and it would be timely to really get into it too much. But it's something that's very safe and familiar to our bodies because it's already contained within us. It's the same plasma that the sun is, And it's a combination of gravitational and magnetic fields, and a human body and other living things are living plasma. So there's a company that I work with, and they created this. There's a doctor of 20 years, he's created this, and he uses nanotechnology that provides an alternate type of source for our energy. And I actually, last year, I contracted the COVID before it was called the COVID, but I well knew it was very different than anything I had ever felt in my body. And I used the plasma, along with some other tools, to help myself heal, and it's a wonderful healing property. It has so much background and information to show its proof of how it works. And it's just a wonderful something that we should bring into our lifestyle and just make a part of life.
Is it something taken orally? Is it something taken orally, Lori? Is it oral? Is it?
Yes, it's combined in our water, and so you would just take begin by maybe a tablespoon a day, and then you can increase it if you're sick or something of that nature. Yeah. And they can find it, they can connect with me, or you can search it yourself. But this one company I work with is, and I don't recall it off the top of my head, I apologize, but they're a great company to work with, and I've ordered it for many of my clients. And then they just continue to take it that way.
Yeah, I would definitely want to learn more about that company.
And at this point, because I'm sure a lot of people in the listening audience are really curious, but can you just provide at this point your contact information, so that if people are interested at the end of the show to get in touch with you, Lori, what is that?
Sure. So my website is www.wellnesswithin.net, and my email, and please don't hesitate to contact me, is homeopathy2, which is the number 2, at AOL.com.
Okay, that Lori Wheeler's email, homeopathy, followed by the number 2, homeopathy2, at AOL.com. And so, Lori, I wanted to ask you about your book. I've been talking about it or mentioning it. The Oh No! Exclamation point. Not Another Learning Experience. A Metamorphosis. Tell us, what is this?
Well, well, it started a long time ago. I knew I wanted to write a book, and I knew what the title was all this time. But it started really with the question, internal question for me, is what is life all about? And this is this deep question that goes on for some people deep within. And it's come through my personal and professional work. But it's drawn from these experiences, both personally and professionally. One part of me is, as we've been speaking, is holistic medicine, but I also have another side, which is the medical intuit. I do channel different spirits, and I work in energy healing. And I work from this point, what I call dream vision, which is all of this that I've just spoken of. And I use my life as a background, and I talk about several different keys for mastering life within this, and one of them is through our learning experiences and extracting from them the intuition, the trust, the wisdom, how to navigate life, because we're here on Earth to master our life and learn how to navigate that. And the two questions that I think are very important that I talk and mention a lot in my book and when I do speaking are, who am I and what is my purpose in this life? And most people have very difficult time answering those. So there are ways to find that information to create a better life of with purpose, with quality to it.
And that seems to be a theme that I've discussed with previous guests as well. It's interesting you're talking about this as well, in terms of finding our purpose, because I think a lot of people do feel lost, particularly in this time that we're in, this juncture. And your book, elaborating on this, is critical, because I think a lot of people, when they come to a clear understanding as to why they are here, what is their purpose, and when they could define that and what they're really passionate about, and when they realize that making some kind of contribution to even one other person, helping somebody, volunteering, whatever the case might be, I think that really brings more fulfillment and balance to someone's mind, soul, and therefore health. And I think this is so incredibly important for people to understand. And Lori Wheeler, how can people get your book?
Well, they can find it on my website, or you can purchase through Amazon. And it comes in Kindle and also paperback. But it really helps the person. At the end of each chapter, I have questions, self-help questions, to answer the bigger, deeper questions. And it's about being ready to explore the mystery of you. And that's what I do in my work, and I love it. I love to help people find out who are you and what your purpose is.
And again, you're listening to Truth and Wellness with Dr. Roberto Sostato and our guest today, Lori Wheeler, holistic medicine practitioner. And we're discussing her book, Oh No, Not Another Learning Experience, A Metamorphosis to Find Your Purpose in Life. And you can find this on Amazon or her website. We'll be right back.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
And welcome back to Truth and Wellness. This is Dr. Roberto Tostado, my wife Teresa, and our guest, Lori Wheeler, who is a holistic medicine practitioner for over 25 years and author of the book, Oh No, Not Another Learning Experience, A Metamorphosis. I want to let Teresa and Lori take over here on a recipe that you could enjoy.
So, Lori, usually at the end of the last segment of our show, we have our guests share a simple recipe that our listening audience can make at home very easily. So what kind of recipe would you like to share with us today?
Well, I have an easy vegan chickpea flatbread with filling for this flatbread. It makes a great lunch or dinner or just side to something, but it's just yummy delicious. So the flatbread goes like this. It serves to a half a cup of chickpea flour, which you can find in a grocery store, half a cup of water, half a teaspoon of sea salt, a little bit of black pepper, and one teaspoon of olive oil. And you're going to just mix that up real good. And in your frying pan, you're going to put 1 to 2 teaspoons of coconut oil, or if you desire something, another oil. And you're going to pour maybe about a tablespoon or a little more than a tablespoon, a good-sized cooking spoon, in dollops in your frying pan. And cook it on one side. When you see the edges just turning brown, you'll get the spatula, turn it over, and it'll feel a little rubbery almost when you go to take it out of the frying pan. So it takes a little bit on both sides, and then you can stack these. But I would not stack them right away, otherwise they'll stick. So now you have your formation for the flatbread, which is very healthy for us. And then to make the filling for the tortilla, you're going to take 1 celery stick, 1 large carrot peeled, 2 tablespoons of onion minced, 1 tablespoon of green onion minced, half a cup of parsley, a quarter cup of fresh dill or dried dill. That would be then 2 tablespoons of dried dill, 1 cup of thick tahini, and 1/3 cup. Actually, I would do a little bit less because it depends on how much you like the taste of lemon juice. I go around that, but sometimes a little less depending. And 2 tablespoons of soy sauce or tamari, and 2 teaspoons of kelp powder. And you can omit the kelp powder if you can't find it. You're going to put this all together and just set it aside, mix it in your food processor, and then with your warm tortillas, you're going to take and put this in the center just the way you would like a burrito or something, roll it up, and I usually have it with some avocado on the side, and it just makes the most delicious lunch. I love it, and it's easy to take even wherever you are. You can store these little flatbread tortillas. They store in the refrigerator. I've froze them in the freezer, so they're pretty easy to have whenever you desire to have it.
And a quick question. The tortilla that you're making, obviously, it would be very thin, like a crepe,
like a crepe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect.
Or
and for anybody who, you know, you can try many different combinations as far as the filling, right? The filling is kind of like a salad almost, right? Or like a you don't cook it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't cook it. I'm sorry. Right, you just
let it
sort of marinate together the flavors. Yeah, yeah, but you can work with adjusting things. If you don't like one ingredient, then you can put something else in place of it. But it's a nice vegan recipe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And you know what we try to encourage our audience is that these are recipes, but we. You know, you find your favorite herbs and you find your favorite vegetables and you season that recipe with however will make it taste good for you. And yeah. So thank you so much. That's an awesome recipe. I actually can't wait to try it.
Well, good. I hope you let me know how you like it.
I will.
And
thank you.
So, Laurie, again, I want you to stay on, and thank you so much. And I want to just say again to the listening audience, Laurie Wheeler, she can be contacted at her website, which is wellnesswithin.net, and or you can contact her through her email, which is homeopathy2, as in the number 2, homeopathy2@aol.com. Any last thoughts, Laurie?
Well, I would like to say thank you, Dr. Roberto, and... one thought, and that is to right now, in the moments that we're in, use this opportunity, the opportunity of change, for us to become much more grounded and balanced. And there are many ways to do that, to help ourselves move forward in our future. But stay balanced and stay grounded, the most important thing we can do for ourselves right now.
I agree with you completely, as we are completely aligned with you, as we have been with previous guests. And again, we really appreciate you sharing your experience and your wisdom with the audience to give them that hope, because hope is very powerful. But when you can make that hope also a realistic pathway that people could continue on, as we've been doing in our practice, and hopefully through your book, through my book, through collective books of all these guests that we've had, that we share this same positive approach to our health, to our well-being. And this way we can talk about all that inspires people through detoxification, things that we've been doing to help people reverse diabetes, obesity, metabolic disease. For years now, where people say, well, I thought I had to live with this the rest of my life. And I tell them, no, you don't. And incorporate nutrition and this detoxification that we've had, you know, announced on this show so many times. We have a site that you can go to, listening audience, and it's the iBodyDetox.com, and you can learn more about it. Or go to our website, the iBody.com, and you can learn about all these things. Go to Laurie Wheeler's site. And these are the things that we really try to impress over the years to people through nutrition, making food our medicine, cleaning our bodies. I always say our liver is the main filter of our body, and it's like the car. If you don't change the filter, the car will corrode and rust less efficiently until it breaks down. Same with our bodies. If we don't clean our bodies through whole foods, wholesome foods on a daily basis, we will corrode, get inflammation, diseases like cancers, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, strokes, all these things. And this is why I'm hoping that through our books, we are able to do all these things. And so anyway, This is the way that we've been hoping to get our message across. And I've announced this so many times over the show. My book, What the F is Author Health, which is available on Amazon, can also be obtained to continue the message. And Teresa, what would you like to say?
No, it's kind of sad that this is our last show, but we hope that over the last year we've been able to educate and help you get to a healthier state in your life. Whether it's a little bit of a difference or a lot of difference, we just hope that you have learned so much from our guests and our podcast, and wish you well, with health in your life. And I hope you got some good recipes from us, too.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Teresa, for the Culinary Corner and sharing all those wonderful recipes with our guests and your recipes. And Teresa's book will be coming out at some point, and we'll keep people aware of that through our website, again, theibody.com, so people can learn about how to eat a healthy, delicious way. Because I know Teresa's always saying, health doesn't mean compromising taste. And Teresa's all about taste. I'm very lucky. I'm a lucky bastard, having eaten her foods throughout the years. And it's so delicious, and yet so healthy. And it doesn't taste healthy. That's the best part. It tastes delicious. And I think that's what people really want to know. And, as we go through our life, through our struggles, our daughter having gone through college this last year in France, her enjoying her experience, we are able to bring our experiences to you, the listener, through our messages, through our guests, through our book. And continue. We will continue with more books. I have a second book on the line, coming down the pipe. And it has to do more with letting go and forgiveness. And Teresa, again, with her culinary book, we just want to say thank you so much for listening to us over this past year. Thank you to all our guests. And to a healthy life, to a more purpose-filled life, and a positive pathway going forward. I want to say thank you again. Teresa?
Thank you so much. We've enjoyed the past year with you all.
Thank you to everybody. And until we meet again, thank you.
Good luck, good health.